Head coach Luke Moffitt finds himself in an unfamiliar spot with only one returning starter back from a team that finished third at the National Wrestling Tournament. "We are a young team for a junior college," Moffitt said. "We have a couple of leaders and some talent, but it's pretty early, so we'll see as the season progresses." Last year, all 10 Tritons qualified for the national tournament, coming away with two championships and two runner-up finishes. Eight wrestlers medaled for Iowa Central. The good news for Moffitt, the lone returnee, is sophomore Ashton Eiler, who finished second at 174 pounds. "He is the leader of the pack," Moffitt said. "He has a great attitude and expects to win. He takes it personal when guys aren't doing the right thing because he is a leader. He doesn't want to win just for himself. He wants the entire team to win." Eiler, who is ranked preseason number one at 174 pounds, won 15 matches last season after fighting through injuries in the first part of the season. The eighth-ranked Tritons have already competed in three meets, wrestling at the Yellow Jacket Open in Minnesota, Iowa State Open, and the Grandview Open. They earned a victory over Iowa Lakes in their lone duel of the season. Iowa Central enters the season with four wrestlers in the preseason rankings, including Eiler. Anthony Johnson at 184 pounds is number six. Boone McDermott, heavyweight, is eighth, and Bobby Talese at 133 pounds is eighth. Anthony has looked good early on and has the potential to be in the mix at nationals, Moffitt said. Boone is fun to watch. He pretty much walked through the Yellow Jacket Open, lost at Iowa State Open, and won at the duel in the Grandview Open. Also competing for the spot at 133 pounds will be Maddie Rooney. Wrestling at 125 pounds will be sophomore Daniel Vargas and Jackson Roney, who is fighting through an injury. The Tritons are looking for some guys to step up and fill the spots at 141 and 149 pounds. The Fort Dodge four-time medalist Drayvon Ross could be in the mix. "We are looking for Drayvon to step in and compete for a spot," Moffitt said. Freshman Andrew Gamble, who won the Grandview Open, is the front runner at 157 pounds. Clarion Goldfield graduate Raimundo Vasquez is the leader of the pack at 165 pounds. Raimundo has done good and picked up a big win at the Iowa Lakes duel, Moffitt said. He wrestled 4 years under Kurt Morgan at Clarion and is a hard worker who will compete each time out. Moffitt is also expecting big things out of sophomore Jacques Bostic. "He impressed me a lot over the weekend at the Grandview," Moffitt said. "He is starting to figure out how to use his style to win matches." Fort Dodge State qualifier Tristan Licht at 184 pounds and Cade Hovey at 197 pounds are also on the Iowa Central roster. Just a couple of weeks into the season, Moffitt likes the fact that his younger wrestlers had a chance to learn on the go in the open tournaments. "These open tournaments are glorified practices, and I want them to go out and compete in close matches and make some mistakes," Moffitt said. "Then they know how to get better, and it's a place to gain confidence. They're wrestling against Division I, II, and III wrestlers, and all of a sudden, they're competing with them. There are a lot of good things about the open tournaments." Moffitt expects to see some growing pains, but it doesn't concern him early on. "It's where they will be come March. We have our calendar circled for the national tournament," Moffitt said. "We have to learn to be humble and put our egos aside and figure out what we need to do to get better and go work on it." The ICCAC will be stacked once again with second-ranked NIACC, fifth-ranked Ellsworth, and the Tritons. Iowa Central will see both ranked squads early, as they will compete against the Trojans in their home opener tonight. They will face the Panthers on December 4th. Oop, I got one more, a little bit more. Ellsworth is a tough team, Moffitt said. NIACC returns seven starters and has a ton of tough guys. We need our new guys to step up and beat those guys. Moffitt will be assisted by Troy Bennett and Colton Kirsten.
Okay, that ends our sports. All the rest are AP articles. We'll move on to the back page for quite an extended police log and magistrate court reports. In Fort Dodge Monday, trespassing was reported in the 400 block of Kenyon Road. Harassment was reported in the 900 block of Central Avenue. One domestic call was reported. Burglary was reported in the 400 block of 10th Avenue North. Theft was reported in the 400 block of North 8th Street. Harassment was reported in the 800 block of South 17th Street. Assault was reported in the 200 block of Avenue M West, and theft was reported in the 700 block of Avenue C. And then for Sunday in the police log, fight was reported in the 10 block of North 10th Street, theft reported in the 3300 block of 5th Avenue South, burglary reported in the 900 block of 1st Avenue South, harassment reported in the 1100 block of Central Avenue, burglary reported at North 20th Street and 1st Avenue North. And then for Saturday, fight reported in the 10 block of North 10th Street, trespassing reported in the 900 block of Central Avenue, harassment reported in the 1500 block of 17th Street Southwest, theft reported in the 600 block of North 22nd Street, burglary in process was reported in the 600 block of 3rd Avenue North, theft was reported in the 1100 block of North 26th Street, harassment reported in the 500 block of 3rd Street Northwest, trespassing reported in the 700 block of South 17th Street, burglary reported in the 100 block of North 8th Street, one domestic call was reported, harassment was reported in the 2000 block of 4th Avenue North, person with a gun reported in the 1100 block of 4th Avenue North, trespassing reported in the 600 block of Central Avenue, and shots fired were reported in the 200 block of 1st Avenue South. And then Friday, one domestic call was reported.
In the magistrate court for Monday, this is Webster County, assault with bodily injury, Jeff Ingalls, no age or address listed, transferred to district court. Voluntary absence from custody, Matthew Olson, 3311 1st Avenue South, preliminary hearing scheduled for November 27th. Criminal mischief, Eddie Munn, 3512 31½ North 8th Street, $572. Public intoxication, Wayne Porter, no address listed, $195, 5 days jail suspended. Fifth degree theft, Drew Evans, 31 of 1452 South 15th Street, $290. Speeding, driving 80 in a 65 zone, Dennis Morgan, 819 South 22nd Street, trial set for December 18th. Baiting deer, Nick Hogan of Dayton, trial scheduled for December 11th. Amy Hogan of Dayton, trial scheduled for December 11th. On Saturday, domestic assault, Tyrone Campbell, trial scheduled for December 18th. Serious assault, Bryce Alexander, preliminary hearing scheduled for December 4th. Theft, fifth degree, Jalen Keir, 37, deferred judgment. Registration violation, Elizabeth Rusher, $127.50. Operating while intoxicated, second offense, David Bradley, 64, hearing scheduled for December 4th. Failure to obey traffic control device, David Bradley, 64, continued 180 days. Friday, driving under suspension, William Stewart Dibble, 67 of 818 North 18th Street, $397.50. Nash Robert Ian Pressler, 25, 1317 South 27th Street, trial scheduled for December 4th. No insurance, William Stewart Dibble, 67, 818 North 18th Street, $397.50. Theft, 5th degree, Shane Carey Brown, 50, 1230 North 11th Street, trial scheduled for December 11th. Robert William Goodner, 35, this is also theft, 50, all of these are theft, 5th degree. Robert William Goodner, 35, 0204 7th Street, Northwest, trial set for December 11th. Natalie Ann Navin, 33172 Avenue M West, trial for December 11th. Nash Robert Ian Pressler, 25, 1317 South 27th, trial scheduled for December 11th. Violation of a no-contact order, Justin Dean Piper, 41, 433 North 19th Street, continued 180 days. Probation violation, Justin Dean Piper, transferred to district court. Eluding, Marquette Borland Jackson, 34, 11, 22, 11th Avenue, Southwest, transferred to district court. Interference causing bodily injury, also Marquette Borland Jackson. And then Johnny Jackson, also from the same address, has been transferred to district court. Reckless driving from Marquette Borland Jackson, continued 180 days. Failure to obey traffic control device, also Marquette Borland Jackson, continued 180 days. Assault causing bodily injury, Johnny Jackson, transferred to district court. Driving while barred, William Eugene Whitus, 40, of 311 First Avenue South, transferred to district court. Wednesday, driving under suspension, Charles Hugh Klinger, 29, trial scheduled for December 6th. Lindsay Ann Ebner, 30, $397.50, 30 days jail suspended. Alec Ray Jones, 21, $397.50. Registration violation, Charles Hugh Klinger, 29, trial set for December 6th. Wendell Love, $127. No insurance, Alec Ray Jones. Trial set for December 4th. Charles Hugh Klinger, 29, scheduled for December 6th trial. Wendell Love, $397.50. Elvira Altman, $397.50. Failure to register as a sex offender, Jacob Monroe Cullum, 34. Preliminary hearing scheduled for November 27th.
Okay, that brings us to the end of the news for today. Sounds like there's kind of a crime spree in Fort Dodge.
A lot of activity.
Tons of stuff. So I guess we really don't have time to go ahead and read anything left from another day. So we'll go ahead and recap the weather for today. Mostly cloudy, high around 54, low around 36. Wind southeast from 8 to 15, so sounds like a really pretty nice day. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, a chance of rain, high around 45, low around 22. Friday will be sunny, high around 37, low around 24. Saturday, sunny, high 44, low 27. Sunday, sunny, high 47, low around 30. And Monday, another sunny day, high around 47, low around 33. So except for tomorrow, it looks like sunny skies ahead for a few days. So that sounds good.
Well, this brings us to the end of reading of the Messenger for Wednesday. We do thank the folks at Friendship Haven for giving Iris a home in Fort Dodge for so many years, and we thank you for listening with Iris, the Iowa Radio Reading Information Service for the Blind. It was good to be with you, and have a nice Wednesday. Goodbye.
Bye.